Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
30 past nine. Hi, Zoe.
Hi. Here she is.
Hello.
Hi. Hang on. Just hang on. Just.
There we go.
Hang on. There's three boys there.
Yeah.
Zoe.
Where's Zoe?
Just a second, guys. Zoe!
She's gone. She's not here. She's gone, Mikey.
So, Johanna must be here then.
No.
Johanna! Just, if you could just give us a moment, thanks.
No, we're taking over the...
Johanna!
This is just a mess.
She's not here.
Okay, so we've lost both. Who are you people?
We're trying to get more masculine diversity in
the field. Yeah, should we pack down a scrum?
My name's Tom.
I'm Zach.
I'm Harry.
It's not working. Oh, is that working now?
No, it doesn't seem to be.
Oh,
there we go. Oh, that whole time, all those gags I was giving. All those gags.
We'll
wasted. Okay, here we go. Let's reverse.
A gag eruptor.
Hey, good. I'm really impressed by your. You know exactly what to do. You know
I'm like an octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big board.
Thank you.
Things every man wants to hear.
Lovely. Sliders.
What's that in your window? Anyway, I'm Tom.
He was suggesting that by having a big board. Should we run through?
Moving swiftly forward.
Are we talking about surfing? Can I check it up?
Oh, yes. I love it. Yes.
Now that's a big board.
Yep.
Right. Hello, guys. How are
Hello.
You? It's Tom, Zach and Harry.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
The poor cousins of Tom, Dick and Harry.
Yeah. He's a bit of a dick. You can just call us Tom, Dick and Harry.
Look at Zach's body language. Just excellent. Are you right there?
I'm just trying to sandwich between the two other guys. As we... Look, I can just do this.
The hell are you people? What are you here to do? It's supposed to be the theatre report.
Have I ruined the microphone now? Is it working?
No, I fixed it. We've
got rid of Zoe and Johanna because we want more masculine energy in the. I'm just repeating that gag. But we're also promoting our show, which is called Monster Mash.
What do you mean, Monster Mash? Halloween was a couple of weeks ago.
I know. So we were like, can we do it Halloween? No, everything's booked up, so we have to do it a month later. But we had a ticket.
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah.
No one's sick of Halloween 2 weeks after Halloween.
People are in sort of some sort of sugar coma as well for about a week, and then everyone's costumes get all ratty, you know?
But not ours.
Tell us all about Monster Mash. Where is it on at, and what do you mean?
What do we mean? That's a big question. Anyway, we are Monster Mash. Oh, I'm repeating. We all play characters that are like 1930s to 1950s horror characters. Like Harry plays Frankenstein's monster, Zach plays Teen Wolf, and I play the creature from the Black Lagoon.
So this is quite Hammer horror-ish.
You got it.
Sunday horrors.
You got it.
Like a wee bit of a story about someone with a disability, and then into a Radioth Pictures, and then into a Hammer horror. That's a Sunday night.
Yes. Forget about the first two though. We're not going to get into that.
I'm just saying the Hammer horror. But
Yeah.
I'm in my nightdress and I'm being chased by someone through a moor or something.
Yes,
that sort of thing.
You got it.
Yeah.
Hey, you'd make a good, you'd
terrible,
make a great
terrible nightmares about
you'd
that.
Make a great man in distress being chased through a moor
in the nightdress.
Yeah.
Who would your monster be?
Who would you be most scared of?
Who are you most aligned to?
Zombies are the stupidest, fuckedest monsters that there ever is.
Cool.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb!
So they're the bottom, makes no sense. They're the bottom of your list.
They're the bottom of the
heap. I thought you said a possum.
Yeah.
A possum nest into my head.
A zombie possum.
No zombies. I'll tell you what would be terrifying would be a like a proper vampire. Someone that really wanted to just drain you.
Yeah. Do you fancy yourself a vampire?
I have in the past. But then there's that whole living forever thing, which is quite a thing to take on and quite boring, I'd imagine, after a while.
I completely agree. But then can you just stand in the sun?
I'll just finish it up that way.
Finish it up.
Yeah.
I like swimming too much, I think, actually, for that. I think, if I was in a moor in a nightdress being chased in the 30s to 50s, what would be my...
Mad scientist?
No, a mad scientist, I'd...
Ex-girlfriend?
I'm thinking more a government department.
Oh yeah.
Yes. What about the scary voice on the phone? Like,
he's used to that. He gets that every morning.
That's good. Bad memories. Getting chased by bad memories, you know.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting chased by a massive, great big pile of regrets.
Yes. Preach.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Like, Cybermen and Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
The original Cybermen. No eyes, just. expression. Terrifying. Yeah. Terrifying. Really, like a Dalek, I could work around, but just go up some stairs.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Or go just sort of sidestep. Yeah. Yeah. But a Cyberman, no. Cyberman, just scare the shit out of me, to be honest.
Great. Yeah.
Or Grizzly Bear.
Grizzly Bear.
I went to see Jaws when I was a kid. I know I went to see the Tales of Sinbad. That's all about me now. It's good.
I know, I love it.
The Tales of Sinbad, you know, the dancing the skeletons and that. It was back in the 200s. But there's a trailer before it about a movie called Grizzly, and that scared the fucking shit out of me when I was a youngster. Whoa.
There was a trailer about a bear.
There was a movie called Grizzly, and there was a trailer for that movie before the Sinbad with the giant lizards and the skeletons and all that stuff that's supposed to terrify you as a kid, but it was the Grizzly, the trailer for that. What are you doing, Tess?
Someone texted in and said,
the belly's going to get you. The belly. That's going to be the name of my autobiography. Actually, an ex-girlfriend came up with that. Mikey Havoc, the guts behind the guts.
Great.
Oh, nice.
You know, but by that stage, I'll have worked my guts into a fine, just
washboard.
Yeah.
Bored. Like back to bored.
Can we get back to your show you're doing, or is this it? Is this what we're doing it now?
This is part of it.
No, I guess so.
Let's talk about you guys. What would scare you the most if you're in a nightdress running on the moors?
I would be most scared by... Oh, I've got nothing.
I think if there was a fire and it was growing and there was limited space.
Oh, relevant.
Oh, relevant. And I was like, shit, I'm going to burn. Yeah. Am I allowed to say
topical?
Yeah, that would scare me.
Yeah, okay, yep, Harry. Jellyfish?
School shooter.
School shooter.
Good one. Very relevant. Because there's no, like, there's no direction. They just want to kill anyone.
Single shooter or a pack?
I don't know.
Pack. What about a cop gone wrong?
Oh, that's good.
Cop gone wrong, sunglasses, can't see his eyes.
I kind of like that.
Oh.
Okay, Zach's into it.
Mine would be Alien.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be scared of an alien.
I wouldn't be scared so much as questioning. I'd want to find out many things before.
Like, tell me more.
I don't know how long you get to say, hey, what are you...
Someone says, before they get out the probe. Taste by lots of Judith Collins clones.
Oh, shit. What about a massive battle truck Judith Collins? That was just like the face of Judith Collins, but with a massive gnarly sort of Mad Max battle truck back end.
That's the same as an alien, isn't it?
It's the
drawn on eyebrows. It is already alien-y.
It's the lips that look like it's the lips that look like a goat looking piss off a thistle.
Yes.
What
did
you say that, Tess? No, we weren't even talking about it. You brought up Judith Collins. Do you know on the Pokemon game on either iPhone, where you go and collect Pokemons and you're a Pokemon trader.
Is Pokemon's the plural of Pokemon?
Pokemon's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's just Pokemon.
Okay. Well, you're a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, when I signed up for that game, I called myself Judith Collins.
Oh,
great. And so I get all these emails going, but people, these Pokemon related emails to Judith Collins. It's funny.
That's great.
Just one of those private punny things.
Okay,
so Dynamotion.
So Tom, we haven't. You said alien. That's
yeah.
Like alien immigrant, alien or racist?
Yes.
Racist.
No, I'm thinking more of like an illegal immigrant.
Aren't all aliens immigrants anyway?
Yeah, true.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's if they want to stay.
Yeah.
I guess.
They might be holidaying.
He's just visiting. He's got to be on a visitor's visa.
Yeah.
Is this still about aliens?
I don't know what's going on anymore. You guys are doing a show called Monster Mash.
Yes.
It's at a theatre somewhere.
Q Theatre Loft.
Q Theatre. Ooh.
So just 305 Queen Street. And it's a dance show. So it's mostly dance. We dance to things like Mariah Carey.
Speaking
Avril Lavigne.
Blondie.
Blondie. A simple
Beyonce.
Muse.
Are people allowed to come and watch you guys dance? It's a public thing, isn't it?
Yeah, are people allowed to? Yeah, of course. Yeah. We quite like them to, because then we get paid.
Just checking. It wasn't just you guys just up there closing the doors having a dance.
I mean, no. Fair.
Putting on the iPod.
Just like a private rave or something.
So, I mean, most of it, what about people who enjoy coming to a show like this and getting involved?
They can bop in their chair, and that is it.
Out of the aisles. Keep the aisles clear. And dressing up.
Please. And so what are we talking?
It's not just you guys dancing to an iPod. What's come on? Give us a.
What's the story? So we play all these monsters from the yesteryear, and it's 2018 now, and we've all become a little bit irrelevant because we're not scary anymore. And so what we're trying to rediscover how to be scary.
Can I ask
through
you,
dance?
Through dance.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that you talk.
We lip sync. So everything's been pre-recorded.
I was going to ask you to act on the radio for us, but if that's not possible, I suppose.
Well, Zach's voice is his own character.
Could you please? Okay. So I just wanted to hear you guys do some characters.
Mm. Yeah.
Who do you play?
So I'm the creature. Do you know the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Very well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Great.
I actually like the creature from the Black Lagoon, more than the Shape of Water creature.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair. The Shape of Water creature just looks like an aquatic dude. Mm. Who just happens to be able to have sex with a human being.
Yes.
Oh, spoiler. Whoops. Okay.
I wanted more details about how that was possible.
Well, these...
It seemed
that would have been confusing.
Okay, there's some notes you can actually... from one of the other desks.
Oh, sweet.
About that.
Great.
The health desk.
Great.
About aquatic sex there, if you really. Okay, so Creature from the Black Lagoon. And
I play Teen Wolf.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so the son of the late Wolfman.
Very emo. Yeah. Does an amazing solo.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a monster. That's my little plot line.
This is the thing with Teen. I mean, I always feel like of all the monsters, the werewolf was the one who was reluctant, you know? Or the Hulk, too, maybe, if that counts as a monster.
That's what makes them so cool.
Oh, God, you can say that. So your character, you've been allocated. But Harry, what about you? What do you...
I'm Frankenstein.
Right, and the classic bolts in the neck, massive forehead.
You got it.
Yeah.
Prosthetics, all that.
Heavy orthopedic shoe.
Yep. I've already got blisters forming, which will be great.
And that weird sort of Guns N' Roses-y type panel beater / jean pant thing.
More of a stretchy dance pant that's masquerading as a suit pant because there's a whole lot of...
leg lifting.
Yeah.
More Frankenstein. Yeah, okay.
No.
Sure.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
An interesting one.
That's what we do on the radio, guys.
Mm.
You're a wordsmith.
It's a hell of a song for it's on for the 24th of November. That's a good run.
Mm-hmm.
Starts tonight.
Two shows a night on Friday and Saturday, which is good. So you've got a 7:30 option or a 9:30 option, which is just rad.
And if you're going to enjoy the confines of the theatre itself, what a beautiful theatre, Q Theatre.
It is.
What
a beautiful
theatre. For something to eat there or just a chat or a drink or a test. What are you doing? Lurking? You're lurking with something? Okay, this is all very good and well. Are we going to do something like give away some tickets or just tell people how to get there?
Sure.
Are we?
Give away some tickets.
Let's give away some tickets. Can we do this? We're doing it a bit.
Don't know if we're allowed to.
I'll tell you what you do. Just grab this bit of paper and just give away some tickets.
Great.
We'll write the names of the people who have been given away from just there. And it's all done. It's like a free promo for your thing without spending money on ads.
Beautiful.
So can we get people to text in? Can you text in the person with you guys will have to choose, obviously.
Yeah.
Your favourite monster. Text in your favourite.
Someone's already texted in dogs as mine. Scared the F out of me in 1976. You must have a B card, obviously. Yeah. A Simplicity B card. It's a $4.20 subscription every month. It's as simple as that. Did you guys see Black Mirror?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love Black Mirror.
Robot dolls.
Yes.
Like, how far away is that? 2 years away or something like that? That's terrifying.
That was a great episode.
Yeah, I love that episode.
There's very few bad Black Mirror. If you want to really get scared of the future, Black Mirror is a great way to go. It's a really great... You
know, Charlie Brooker, eh?
Sit there with your parents and watch Black Mirror a couple of times over.
Where can people get tickets?
Box office at Q Theatre or online at the Q Theatre website.
Okay, and like I said, it's on from tonight until the 24th. Have a great time.
Thanks, guys.
Do your stretching. That's what I'm saying, because there's dance involved. And do you think at the end of this production, there will be a monster that comes out on top?
Ooh.
I don't even want the answer.
Rhetorical.
I just want you to think about it.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.